This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's see what TC talking about here. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm vibing, bro. And I'm vibing for one reason in Westbrook, right? This ain't got no, I'm just, for everybody that has something bad to say about this dude, acting like they didn't know who this guy was, right? Before he came here, what he didn't done in the league. And I knew his mentality. That's what's big about, I'm not worried about his play is his play, but I'm talking about his mentals. That's what this King teams need. His mentals, his force, his mentality, not taking no BS. Hey man, we're not going through no lows. If you're not with what I'm getting, get out the way. Right. And I like that from Russ. This is what this King teams need, bro. Period, point blank. And I like, and that's a credit to your head coach, because that's how your head coach is. He's a no-nonsense guy, no BS. We're going to go hard and we're going to knuckle up. And if you want a guy like that, that's who Westbrook is, bro. And that's what everybody Kings fans wanted, right? We always talk about a dog. I'm the first one to speak up. We need a dog. I'm looking for a dog. We need dogs here. Well, we got one, bro. We got a few of them on the team right now. So why ain't nobody happy? We're going to start winning games, y'all. As far as this trade package, I had Devin Carter next year, 2026 second rounder, going to Houston just to juice up the pot for Tari Eason. Hey, man, Adoka, what you want to do? I got a young guy. I got another young guy. What you want? And I got a second-round pick for you. Y'all ain't doing nothing with Eason. We need his length. Also, I'm calling Portland. Hey, I know Chauncey in a little bit of trouble, but check it out. We got Keon Ellis coming over there straight up for Chris Murray. I'm talking about the length and girth we need on this team.
All right. No, you're not. Not on this show. You're not talking about that. No. No.
See.
No.
Come on, man.
Gosh. Not on this show. Wow. Now I wonder if he's aware of what's been going on.
That is crazy.
That was insane.
That was wild.
Hey, TC, we gotta be better than that.
No, he did that on purpose, I'm sure.
I don't know that he did.
I'm catching on.
Hey, no, that was a clear path. That's intentional foul right there.
That was Andrew Bynum taking down J.J. Barea.
That might be a flagrant, too. Can you have a clear path and a flagrant, too? Can
you have a 7 there as well?
Can you have a 7-point possession?
Wow.
I don't even remember what the trade was.
I don't know, but he said, Ime Udoka, what you want to do? Ime Udoka's the coach. I think Raphael Stone is the general manager.
Chauncey's in trouble. Somehow that has to do with why they would want to trade Chris Murray.
That was hilarious, dude. Teases off. Hey, man, Ime, what are we going to do here?
Oh, man. Love you, TC. Hold on. Is Dr. David here? Did we get the bro count?
Yeah, what's the stats? Yeah, what's the numbers
come on,
looking
Dr.
like?
David? Would Dr. David take the day off?
Get on your
game. Oh, no, here we go. TC bro count, we got 4 vibing, ooh, 2 mentals, 2 raised voice for no reason, 2 calls to other teams, faded just once. No. All right.
Oh, man.
Good stuff, Dr. David.
Always good stuff.
Wow. I don't know where to go from there, but he brought up Russell Westbrook and the coach. Here's Russell Westbrook, courtesy of our friend Matt George over at ABC 10, who, by the way, will be with us. I can't watch him.
Yeah.
Not allowed to watch him on ABC. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's the only place some of us will be able to see Matt George when he's with us coming up at about 3:20 or so. Here's Russell Westbrook talking about Doug Christie last night.
Coach Christie's been done an amazing job, obviously, first time head coach, but his intensity, his awareness, his understanding of being able to have played the game and understand that allows you to be able to have conversations. His door is always open. And since I've been in this league, you know, I've always made sure whatever is asking me, I do it at the highest level, regardless of if I like it or not. Whatever coach asks me, I get on the floor. Whatever position I need to play, I'll do it. Whatever it is that's for the betterment of the team, I'll make sure I do it. Coach Chris has been done an amazing job.
So there's Russell Westbrook right there talking about Sacramento Kings head coach Doug Christie. I love that. Like, Russ has played for a lot of different guys. I mean, you heard doors open, come talk to him. He's got that mentality of a player, and I love hearing players the status of Russell Westbrook talk about a first-year head coach like Doug Christie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's a line that I've said, we've said a number of different times, and I'll say it once again because I very so much believe this. If you are a player and you've got an issue with Doug Christie, that says more about you than it does about Doug Christie, because I look at the way that Doug approaches the game and approaches people. It's with a certain level of respect every time, every time. Mm-hmm. So if there's something going on or you don't like what's going on or you don't believe it, Doug is never going to handle it in a disrespectful fashion. You may not agree with it. You may not like it, but he's always going to show you a certain level of respect. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you shouldn't have a problem with Doug Christie. Yeah. Once again, if Keon or whoever, yeah, you probably want to play, like, for sure. But I'm sure Doug Christie has approached that situation with respect for you. And because of that, you can't get mad at Doug. You can get mad at the situation, but you can't get mad at Doug. So to hear some of these guys and what they have to say, like a Russell Westbrook, and talk about how they enjoy playing for Doug Christie and they can appreciate, you know, his playing and the way he handles the players. It just goes to that thought of, at the very least, he's going to have their respect in that locker room.
Let's get back here to the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. Let's see what DA talking about here. DA, what's going on, man?
Man, what's happening, fellas?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
Good. First of all, I want to say I appreciate y'all for coming to host the KRS-One show with us.
Hey.
Yes, indeed, man. November 13th, KRS-One at Harlow's. We're going to be there hosting that thing, baby.
Can't wait for that.
It's going to be a beautiful thing. This is my question for the fellas, man. Look, we looking real good right now. We looking good. What happens when Keegan is ready? What do we do?
Okay.
Good question.
I'm glad you asked because I believe Matt George asked a similar question last night, in which Doug Christie responded to. And DA, we'll respond to what you asked specifically, but let's hear from head coach Doug Christie first. He was asked specifically about Russell Westbrook and what happens when everyone is healthy.
You know, once players come back, I think, you know, we brought Russ in to be the backup point guard, but he has so many gifts. It's like, I mean, he played the four. So he's going to play all over the floor because of his physicality, his downhill nature. He rebounds the basketball at a high level. But I think when we're fully healthy, he even makes us better, because Russell Westbrook playing against second unit players is like, you know, it's a cheat code. So, yeah, but I mean, he's going to find his way into closing games, to every aspect of what it is for us to be a winning basketball team, because he's a winning basketball player.
Mm. I don't have a problem with that answer. I don't think I ever thought. I don't think I thought Russell Westbrook was going to start at the four all year, and Keegan Murray was going to come off the bench. Like I don't think I thought that. I could see a scenario where Russ and Dennis swap spots, but outside of that, like that's I'm okay with what Doug said right there. Mm-hmm. I think the bigger question might become. Because the Sacramento Kings, you know, we've had Malik out with personal issues, got him back last night. Or I shouldn't say personal issues, excuse me. I should say personal situation. And we got him back last night. But at the same time, now Zach LaVine is gone. Domantas Sabonis is gone. Keegan Murray is gone. You need bodies. You need players. You need guys in Kings uniform to play basketball. If there is ever a time, and I know this is crazy. KC, Jesse, Kings fans, bear with me. But if everyone's healthy, yeah, I don't know what this all looks like. But I don't think Russell Westbrook is the odd man out.
No.
And I think I know who is. And some of you are not going to like this. But I feel like we learned something yesterday. I'll tell you what that is when D'Lo and KC return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come in
the house.
Yeah, we went to Amazon Prime to get off the nastiness that is YouTube TV without ESPN affiliates. And now we have actual NBA highlights on. And it just so happens our coach Doug Christie is up there with legs.
Yeah, man.
Coach's Corner.
I might really have to make that move this weekend, bro. That's great. I'm trying to give it some time, like, before, because I don't really
I'm telling you, Disney knows, or Google knows, these NFL fans aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
They can't. I mean, you can, but you're throwing away probably be about $200 in the process, about halfway through the season. Halfway through.
Did you see that? That Pat McAfee was getting mad at the people at ESPN for basically like working
being
with the
a
company.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I get it. I actually do get both sides, because I know ESPN was trying to raise the price, or Disney was trying to raise the price, and that sucks. But if I'm SVP, like, yeah, I want to be in as many homes as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to push to get this done. Or at the very least, I'm going to say, I know you think you can't see me no more. Go here to see me. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think nothing wrong with that.
We need to revisit that conversation. Don't forget the conversation about Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Starting lineup and the potential odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's gonna frustrate some people.
Yeah.
Let's bring in head coach Brendan Marion, Sac State Hornets. Coach, Coach, I give you my word, we're not gonna say anything that's gonna get you in trouble. Yeah. We're not gonna say you anything that's gonna cost you any money.
Like I said, man,
we're just gonna talk football, yeah, Coach.
Can't be taking no more racks, out of
baby.
Can't be taking no more racks out of the Brody's pocket no more, man. It's all good.
Hey.
But I will say this, and I mentioned this last night at the coaches show. This ain't got nothing to do with blaming anybody or anything. It's all internal and looking in the mirror. You guys did do a really good job on Saturday with the penalties. I think it was 3 for 25 yards. And, you know, it just goes to show, like, what you guys can do, because you were dominant on the ground as usual, put up 35 points against Eastern Washington. When you don't have those self-inflicted wounds with the penalties, I mean, his offense, it's borderline unstoppable sometimes.
Just got to take care of the ball. I mean, in a game like that, we had 3 turnovers and still scored 35 points, which is hard to do. But our defense played really well. Special teams played really well. And then, you know, obviously O-line and Rodney got going.
Is that a discipline thing, Coach, when it comes to when if you see penalties go from like 12 to 3? Like, what could you attribute that to as a coach? Or what do you focus on if you feel like your guys are maybe picking up unnecessary penalties?
You know, I always say, like, players play, coaches coach, refs ref. I mean, you got to play to a certain standard and a certain, like, the way that you practice, right? So, like, holding yourself accountable and to practicing the right way. So, in the offseason, like, we had officials at every practice. As coaches, we did a good job of, if we saw a penalty, we had accountabilities for it. And we just try to keep the guys disciplined in everything that they do each day. So they try not to have critical errors or mess up on penalties that they can control, you know. And so, you know, it's more of a daily process than it is, you know, this game we did that. I mean, that's what we've done. Every day that we've had our program, we've made sure that we're disciplined and doing the right things. Fortunately for us in that game, and I mean, there's been maybe one other game this year where we were, you know, at 5 or, you know, underneath 5. I mean, you have a great chance to win the game if you're a very disciplined team.
I didn't mean for this to be penalty talk here on D'Lo and Casey, but I do have something that I was like, just as an observer of football, interested in, right? Do you subscribe to the notion that they could call any of these penalties on every single play? Because I watch football all Saturday and Sunday, and I swear, Coach, I don't know what illegal contact is, because it looks like there's quote-unquote hand fighting every time at the top of the route, and sometimes they call it, and then sometimes, oh, it's illegal contact. Is it just one of those things where it's like, they want the game to keep moving, so they can't call it every time, but it literally happens on every play?
Yeah, for me, I always say, like, the undisciplined stuff, when people say things like, you know, if your team's undisciplined or they're not playing up to a certain standard, that's like taunting and, you know, personal fouls and, you know, that's undisciplined, you know, like false starts and offsides, like you control those things. But like you said, I mean, holding is tough. I mean, that can happen any given play. You can have some type of holding, you know, like PI is tough. You know, there's just tough calls, and you know, it's a human. It's humans out there making the call. It's not a computer generated AI answer. It's, you know, somebody quick with the eye.
Yeah.
I think the harder thing now in football that's made it hard is like we have like iPads and we have video right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. Whereas you used to couldn't see what was happening until after the game was over. You got a chance to evaluate the film. Now you get it in real time, so you can really tell, like,
missed that, you know, one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So that's kind of the hard part. But yeah, the roughing the passer, the helmet to helmet contact, like, that stuff is hard, man. Those are calls where it's like, there was a good one like 2 weeks ago. I saw somebody, because of the way the guy fell and put his head down, it looked like it was, and then they looked at it on the review and they were like, oh no, that's not helmet to helmet, you know, like. But some of those are, you know what I mean, like you get kicked out of a game,
right?
You know, like, that's it.
Lose the next week's first half and stuff.
15 yards, like, you're out the game, you know. That's a big deal.
I do want to correct Coach. He said officiating isn't AI computer generated yet, Coach.
It's on its way.
Yet.
It's on its way. And I'm against that, by the way. You know I am.
Oh,
I like,
yeah.
I like
yeah.
the human element of sports. Yeah. Like, everything, I know it affects the team.
They're going to put trackers and pads and jerseys. Yeah, and no, I can't grab that part of the tracker.
I like the human element, man. Like, sometimes, yeah, you're going to get it wrong because a human is making the call. So I'm okay with that. But, yeah, they're trying to eliminate all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, big business. Big Coach, business. Football.
Coach, you told us, I'm confident it was your very first visit with us. If it wasn't your second. You talked about your football teams winning in the trenches. You talked about your football teams. You know, you could love the running backs and all of these, you know, sexy position players that we acquired, but we're going to win in the trenches. You talked about the 35 points you scored. That's 35 on the ground. Y'all was, as has been the theme all this year, man, your running game has been spectacular. As this season starts to near its regular season end, do you still feel really good about what you guys are doing in the trenches here?
Yeah, man, I almost feel like we're a service academy out there. You know, like we're Air Force or Navy or something out there.
Triple Army. Option on deck.
Man. But no, it's been really good. I think that's just, you know, I told KC last night, you know, after that first game, like, everybody took that personal. Like, no, we not going out like that. We're going to play tough. We're going to be physical. We're going to be violent. And we're going to be a running team. And that's really just been our nature, our spirit, our mentality from that game on. And you've seen week in and week out now, you know, typically when you talk about a good run game, you're talking about a really good running back, or you're talking about a huge O-line. And, you know, it's been a lot of different faces in there running the ball. It's been a lot of different guys being dynamic when they get the ball in their hand. And it's been a group effort from the O-line, tight ends, fullbacks, of making the run game go. So it's really like our team is really bought into being a running team. And I think that's why we're, you know, top three in the country rushing right now.
And shout out to guys like Cardell and the receivers, you know, who go with the game plan. Like, you know, you talked about it last night to your old receiver. You want that ball too, but you understand what's best for the team in those situations. And from everything that I can tell, there hasn't been no pouting about that. There hasn't been any, oh, I'm not going to block as hard this time or anything like that. Everybody's committed to trying to get that W. And that's we like to think that's commonplace, but that's not always the easiest thing for young men to do in those situations. And they're doing it, man. So shout out to those guys.
Yeah, we have a really healthy culture right now in our program. I mean, about guys denying themselves and taking up the team. And so, I mean, guys are going to go do whatever it takes to go win games. I mean, at the end of the day, I asked the guys, do you want to be known for stats or you want to be known for being a winner? And, you know, guys want to win. So, ultimately, whatever it takes, if that's our strength, we're going to lean on our strength because that's what's helping us win.
Coach, everything you guys set out to do this season, you feel like it's still all within grasp of you, of your team?
Absolutely. Those that win in November get remembered.
Mm. Yeah. It was a crazy weekend in FCS, too, that kind of – I thought the door was already kind of open for you guys, but, man, a lot of upsets all over the place, strength of schedule stuff. It was a crazy weekend that I think cracked that door and that window open a little bit more for you guys than it already was.
Yeah, I think the thing that our football team, you know, obviously earlier in the year, I mean, in this game, it is very hard to I think about, like, my man Cignetti at Indiana, right? He's a Pittsburgh guy. And he said, you know, just Google me. Everywhere I go, I win. You know what I mean? Like, that was his mindset. Like, I knew that we would we'll be a successful team and we'll win this year. I just didn't know when it would kind of, like, we would hit our stride because – we had 70 new guys, and it wasn't 70 new guys that played together. Like, people don't look at when he went to Indiana, he brought his JMU staff with him. He brought his staff with him, and he brought the players that played with him there. You see what I'm saying? So he knew his staff. He knew who was around him. They had been in the trenches together. They had already worked together for years. And he knew most of the players that he brought there with him. They had started for him. They had known the type of coach temperament that he had. Right. And, you know, that's very important. You know, you guys know, being in sports so long, like, you got to know who you're looking at to the left and the right and how they're going to respond in adversity and how they're going to play. And same thing with us as coaches. Like, very few of us have coached together. You know, it's our first season coaching together. So the coaches had to learn my temperament and play off of me, and they had to learn what I expect every day. And I think now we're playing a really good brand of football. You know, guys know what to expect from each other, and we're getting better. You know what I mean? Like, we're actually climbing right now. You know what I mean? A lot of teams right now are banged up, and they're, you know, going this way because of, you know, their team's deteriorating. Whereas we're a really young team. We don't have a lot of seniors. We have a lot of freshmen playing. We have like 19 or 20 freshmen playing in the game. You know, we're a very young team. So, you know, our guys are getting energy right now. They feel, you know what I mean? Their cleats are in the ground now, whereas, you know, they were kind of swimming at first. So yeah. I like where our team is at right now and like where we can go.
Coach, feel like the whole university has some energy right now, like with all, you know, a lot of credit going to, you know, our man Andy and Mark Orr and Dr. Wood. Like, there is a vibe around Sac State. They're constantly on. They're getting national attention from everywhere. I feel like that started with you and your hiring and your recruiting process. And now what we see what Mike and Aaron are doing on the basketball side and Hornet Pavilion opening. Man, you guys have created in a very, very short time frame something really, really special over there at Sac State, something I don't think we've ever seen in this city before.
Yeah, I mean, I think presidents, you know what I mean? I say, you know, for president, I mean, like, for the United States, like, President Wood, he is that guy. Like, when it comes
he to – definitely is. he definitely,
like,
is.
I thought I was, like, a go-getter, hungry, you know what I mean? Like, this dude, his vision, man, like, this is a plan that he's had in his mind for a long time. I think since probably he was a student here, he probably had this plan in his mind to, I'm going to make Sac State nationally known and I'm going to turn it up. And he's done that at a high level. Like, you got to think about it. I got the job last December, right before Christmas. And
you ain't even had the job a year.
That's crazy.
I haven't even had the job a year. And you can't go nowhere, whether it's positive, negative, or indifferent. You saw it. Like, everybody is Sac State. Like, everybody is talking about Sac State. Mm-hmm. You know, you would think we were Texas, Alabama, Florida, Penn State, USC. Like, that's the type of buzz that has been generated and created here. And so, you know, it's a lot of people that don't go seen in this process, but you know, the president was the one who really, you know, started the vision, Mark and Andy Fisk putting it together. You know, when he has these ideas, you know, he put a team together where he lets us do our thing and make it come to fruition. You know what I mean? And he's really the one who's spearheaded all that. I always just say, I wish the people in Sacramento could really just embrace a little bit more, because this doesn't happen. Like what is going on here does not happen. I mean, yeah, at the University of Texas, this happens, but this doesn't happen at a Wyoming, a UNLV. Like, this does not happen at those schools. Like,
it's still new. It'll get there. I think it's just
a top tier environment that we're creating. You know what I mean? And the people that he's bringing here. I mean, you got Mike Bibby out there calling play. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's
right.
He's not dribbling no more, but he's still saying one, two, get the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got it. It's just a crazy environment. And I think people just got to continue and embrace it, support it. And I know change is always, you know, different, but it's been a nuclear bomb. Like, this is a national thing. And it's not just a little pellet gun out there shooting. Like, everybody in the country knows what's going on at Sac State.
Yeah. Coach, I'll get you out of here on this one. Basketball season started earlier this week, and I was talking to some of the guys yesterday. I was talking to Ricky and Jason about, who are the hoopers on the team? Do you know who the best basketball players on your team is? Who would you say it is?
We got some hoopers. We got like some guys that could play like D2 balls. And
who would
like,
you say are the top three players?
Davis Ambule. He was actually a walk on at Ole Miss basketball. Hmm. I think he's going to actually be a practice. I think he's practicing with the basketball team right now.
Okay.
As a practice player. He's like a 6'9". You know, we're trying to turn him into a tight end.
Antonio Gates type out here.
Yeah. Jay Will, our tight end, 16. He's above the rim.
He looked like a hooper.
You can turn his tape on right now. I mean, he is. Yeah. He might win the dunk contest. Mikey and them boys, if it was just a dunk contest, no dribbling, no shooting, he might come out there. You know what I mean? I mean, he's really
above. He's running around with the basketball like a tight end and then doing like a windmill dunk with it.
Yeah. No, he's above the rim for real. And then, man, one of the little guys, Ricky Lee, Rod, you know, real.
Ricky said he could hoop. Ricky was like, yo, I got 20 in high school.
He can really get to it. Rod, they call him Showtime, and back in Virginia, he can really get to it.
No doubt.
That's great. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you, man. Good luck this weekend, and we'll keep moving towards those goals, man. We know we're going to get there.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all. Stingers out.
Stingers out, baby.
Appreciate you. That's our man, Coach Brendan Marion. Shout out to everybody at the Kings game last night. Show Mike put the stingers up for Mike when he was out there. That's cool to see.
It is. Cool. You were spot on with that, man. It's you born and raised here just like I was. Sac State sports, I say it all the time, was
nothing.
What's less than an afterthought growing up?
I was going to make a joke, but I just –
say it was less than an afterthought.
Less than an afterthought.
Like nobody ever thought about
it was never something I ever – I thought about going to Sac State for business, and that was the extent of like any thought school, I ever gave Sac State. Yeah.
The people in the city and the community, they weren't like, oh, we're going to the Sac State.
It never felt like something.
Nah.
It feels like something now.
It really does. I was, when I went to the game on the basketball game, me and Reese went, and I was like, we parked and we're kind of walking through the campus a little bit to get to the pavilion. I was like, man, this feel like real college stuff. And like when you pull up and you go to the football games and you park and you're walking up and you see the state, like, yeah, this feels like a real college environment. So shout out to, like you said, to Dr. Luke Wood, AD Mark.
I do wonder if there's times where, like, you know, Coach Marion or Andy or someone has got to grab Dr. Wood. Cause like first time I met Dr. Wood, like I was like Brendan, like, yeah, no, he could be the president of the United States. Like this dude runs like a politician.
Yeah.
Like not that he's shady or it's just like, he knows how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Hey, Dr. Wood, come here. Hey, I need you to stop talking.
Yeah.
Like, could you just stop? Like, don't say anything anymore. Okay. Great. Thanks. Dr. Wood go right back out there, find a camera, and start talking.
talk.
A
That's what he does, you get stuff man. Done. Shout out to those guys.
You won't get to hear ESPN 1320's Jason Ross tonight, but you will get to hear football tonight as the Las Vegas Raiders go to Denver for a Thursday night divisional round matchup on Amazon Prime.
I think this was a off-air conversation. I'll bring it to air.
Okay.
Raiders win this game tonight. It's the biggest upset of the season.
I think
in
so.
The NFL.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Like I think this, somebody said they're a 9.5-point underdog.
They are. It's 7-2, and that was this morning. It's a 7-2 team versus a what, 2-6 team, 2-7 team. If the Raiders won, it'd be on a short week. If the Raiders won, it'd be on the road. Like, I mean, there is one way and one way only. We've seen Bo Nix struggle this year. Like, Bo Nix has been not great in games that they've won.
Yeah.
You'd have to force Bo Nix to make mistakes. You'd have to capitalize on every single one of those. And the single most important thing, jot me down as the football analyst of the decade, Geno cannot turn the ball over.
No.
Not a single time. And that sound that you heard was Raider Nation collectively laughing. Because with all due respect to Geno Smith, that hasn't happened since week one.
Mm.
And I
think he threw a pick in week one.
Oh, did he? I thought he didn't.
I think he I'm a
That's
check.
The only reason I said week one is I thought he didn't throw a pick in week one.
I'm a double check. I thought he threw a pick.
Oh, that good because if he did, that blows all that up.
He didn't. And then I remember we talked about this earlier. Yeah, he threw a pick.
Oh, then never mind.
Throwing a pick in every game except week three against the Commanders and then whatever week the Chiefs game was, October 19th.
Yeah, never mind. It literally cannot happen. What I'm asking Geno Smith and the Las Vegas Raiders to do, it cannot happen. Doug Collins. Give the ball to Brock Bowers. Everybody get the F out the way.
Now, Brock is back. Brock Bowers is back.
Brock, and when I say that, Brock, take the snap.
Wildcat.
Just take the snap. No one else touches the ball.
Wildcat Brock Bowers.
That's it.
But he had been gone for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Jags game his first game back? Or did he come back the week before?
No, that was his first game, I believe.
Was it? Okay.
So maybe that played a role into
here's
why
the
they look better.
He was great in that game. Brock Bowers was great.
Still turned the ball over, and
I mean, they him and Geno.
Drew
they
Eubanks.
I mean, in fairness,
Geno's shot at the end.
Drew
Eubanks send that into the third row.
How Sway? Like, how you get your shot blocked?
Mm. Yeah, it wasn't a tip pass.
No, like it was legitimately Drew Eubanks. He knocked that ball into the upper deck. Mm. That lineman hit him with the no, and kept it moving. In fairness to them, like, they lost on it. You know, they went for the win in overtime against the Jaguars team. That's they're not awful. They're not.
Defense is their best part of the Jaguars team. And they were able to put almost 30
they
points
were able,
on them.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. I'm sorry. I don't know how to spin this one.
The way I look at it is if maybe they found something offensively with Bowers back and you can draw on that. I want to see Ashton Jeanty more involved and more productive in the run game. I just don't think that's going to happen this year between Chip Kelly and that offensive line. But maybe with Bowers back, you've got a legit weapon that you really haven't had for what? 7 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
So maybe that gives you an opportunity to
do that. Are you still the Broncos uniforms before the game when they can't play?
I mean, that's one way. I'm guessing they have backup uniforms somewhere. They are at home.
It's true.
I thought about
slashing the tires on the team bus, but like you said, they're at home.
I was going to say, yeah, I guess. What's the thing? Don't some of the doesn't the NFL do the thing where even the home team stays in a hotel the night before the game?
I think they do, yeah. By the stadium.
Redirect the matter of fact, have the guy pay off the guy who, the valet. Pay off the valet.
Instead of taking them to Mile High, take them to Vegas.
Yeah, or just don't give them their car keys.
That too.
You guys sound
ridiculous. What other ways can the Raiders beat the Broncos today?
Yeah.
This could all just blow up.
I mean,
in our face,
Ashton,
too.
Ashton Jeanty needs to have 100 plus. Brock needs to have 100 plus, and Geno has to have a zero in that one column. Mm. And with that, you'll have a chance. Yeah. Like with that, you've got a chance. You need Bo Nix to have one of those games where it's kind of like,
yeah.
But this could wind up being 14-10, 14-6. Like this could be a game that's not the most enjoyable watch. Like I'm not really sure. It'd be great to listen to, obviously, here on ESPN 1320 beginning at 4:45.
Check it out.
But still it's a
Max has to have a big time game. He's gotta be unbelievably destructive.
Make Bo uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bo Nix is 7-2 team. It's not 7-2 because of Bo Nix, though. Bo Nix, we heard a lot about during the preseason. He's good.
He's been fine.
Yeah, you see, like you, Bo Nix, you could see it. Like it's all right, I got it. I see it.
Yeah.
But there are times where he looks like a young quarterback, and I don't know if someone can make him pay for looking like a young quarterback. But if you could, be a great time to start. Really, really great time to start. I'm going to be at the Sacramento Kings game next week when they take on Atlanta on behalf of the Westfield Galleria at Roseville, giving fans a chance to win. You can come by the Westfield Galleria tent inside the Golden One Center, scan their QR code, win prizes instantly. Everything from Cinnabon to discounts at Vince State and Liberty Studs, $2 Jamba Juices, so much more. And every person who comes by and scans that QR code next Wednesday at the Kings game when they play Atlanta, you'll be entered to win a $250 gift card to celebrate 25 years of the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. That is all jumping off next week. We'll come back. We've got a lot more Kings basketball to talk about. We got Matt George joining us here in just about 30 minutes on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
20. Talking with the Chatty House about the Michael trailer that was released for the upcoming Michael Jackson film. It was done by the same people who did, man, help me, the one about Freddie Mercury.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, thank you.
Thankfully, you didn't say the ones who did Tupac's documentary biopic.
Oh, that was, oh my God, that wasn't the same people, was it?
No, I'm saying thankfully it wasn't the same people.
Oh, God, that was so bad. The Tupac one was so, so bad. I thought that, I didn't know a lot about Freddie Mercury.
That movie was fire.
I thought it was good. Yeah, I thought it was really good. You know, I know, and I'm sure this will be the case. And this is the tough part about biopics or even documentaries where you feel like you already know a lot about it. Especially with movies, like don't fudge the truth too much, because then I'm gonna look at you crazy. And like I know with Bohemian Rhapsody, they like changed the timeline a little bit of the Live Aid performance to make it a little bit more dramatic, and it was like, no, it was kind of perfect the way that it was. But I get it. It's cinema. It's part of the game. But I said if they follow the blueprint on the new Michael Jackson movie the way that the musical did, the movie's going to be terrific. Mm. If they lean too much into the salacious stuff, I don't have any interest in it. And then Zabo said, I had no clue there was a musical. I planned a trip to New York several years ago because I wanted to see the musical the first month it came out, and it was incredible. Yeah. And it's coming to Sacramento, by the way. The touring version of that musical, MJ the Musical, is coming to Sacramento. This is not even close, so forgive me. It's either next February or next April. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be doing some stuff with the, is it the credit union?
That's what I thought.
Safe Credit Union Center.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some stuff with them in like Broadway, Sacramento, and like The Lion King is coming through.
That's gonna be fire.
MJ the Musical is coming through. So like, yeah, you
not that far away. It's only a couple months.
Yeah, it's not. Well, April's a little further away
than
February.
I'm trying to work with February and helping you out, pal.
I got you. What I think it is, I think The Lion King is in February.
Yeah.
And the musical, MJ the Musical, is a little bit later.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
There's a bunch of good ones that are coming, actually.
I didn't, you know, it was dope seeing the trailer for the movie. My initial thought was like, we don't even need this. Just go watch Jackson's The American Dream. And then I was like, Jackson's The American Dream was like 30 years ago.
That was a long time
ago. So, yeah, we probably do need a Michael Jackson movie. And it looks fine to me.
The one thing that I thought that the musical did that was like, God, that sucks. But it was brilliant is the, you see him, I think it's in the opening scene, he's doing something, and there's just moments throughout the musical where he reaches into his pocket and opens a pill bottle and takes something and puts it back. Mm. And it's not till late in that someone says, hey, you're taking too many of these. And it's like an acknowledgement of there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like you have a problem with this, and I think it's getting a little out of control. Mm-hmm. And there's a progression throughout the musical that, now obviously the musical,
it's a good storytelling, how they just kind of sprinkle it in there.
So, yeah, right, and so the musical doesn't start with Michael as a kid. Mm-hmm. It starts with him the premise of the musical is he's planning, I think, the Dangerous Tour. Mm. And so it's that Dangerous era Michael Jackson. And then there's flashbacks. Mm. There's a kid Michael Jackson. There's a off the wall, a Thriller. You know, there's several Michael Jacksons in the musical. The movie, obviously, I assume, is going to be structured differently. It'll be structured on a different type of timeline. So telling that story is important. The Painkiller thing was not a part of the American Dream.
No.
The Pepsi commercial was.
Yeah, I was about to say, was that around the end of American Dream?
Around the Pepsi commercial?
Like, now that I think about it, I don't even think they got into Dangerous.
No. I think the American Dream ended with the Victory Tour, which is essentially the default Thriller tour. Mm-hmm. He did the tour with his brothers that his dad begged him to do instead of doing the Thriller tour.
I thought the American Dream was, I love that to this day. I'll watch that.
And I don't think you can find it.
Really? ABC doesn't?
Disney? I don't think so. I've searched for it, and I can't find it.
Oh, man. I love that. I remember that was a big thing. That was a two-night thing on ABC.
I do think there's a stigma to Michael Jackson still, like an R. Kelly thing.
You think so?
I do. And it's not – it, but it's a let's play it safe type thing, like, because, you know, I know people will feel however they want to. I've said to my sister, to anyone who asks, you feel this way about this person, but you've got murals of this guy. I don't think it's true. You can call me blind, stupid, you can call whatever you want to. That's just my opinion. I don't believe that it is. But I noticed, like, if you go to Peloton, you search Beyonce, you get all these Beyonce classes. Search Kendrick Lamar, Drake, all these. I searched Michael Jackson and nothing came up. It's like, come on, man. Like, but I get it. Like, there are people who don't feel the way that I do. And it's...
I'm sure Elvis comes up.
Well, I've never searched Elvis on Peloton, so I'm not really... I don't know who's spinning to hunka love or whatever.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel. That's what it is.
Look, I will say this, though. This Michael Jackson movie that's coming out, I can't take it seriously if it doesn't have the scene of when he was in the WWE ring cutting a promo.
Stop it, man.
If it doesn't have that, it wasn't real, bro. You're not telling the real story.
Did you get that text, by the way? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just not responding to us. Ooh. No, that's good. No, it's fine.
Brother, I was driving to the meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning today.
It's fine. No, it's fine. Jesse, I found an AI Michael Jackson in a wrestling ring. Popped up on my algorithm because my algorithm has gone straight to hell. And I sent it to the guys and I was like, well, the shark jumped.
Hey.
Like, this thing is over.
That means Instagram is all just AI wrestling now.
Bruh. Man.
Some of the ones that we send in that group are kind of crazy.
You share one video and your algorithm goes straight to hell.
Oh, man.
Straight to hell. But yeah, I think Michael is in April. I'll be there for it. Mm. I'll absolutely be there for it. And I'll be at Sky River, along with KC. We will be at Sky River, 1 week from Monday, when the, Cowboys, man, terrible story coming out of Dallas this morning.
Man,
absolutely awful story. Oh. The 24-year-old committed suicide.
That is heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking, man. And, you know, it's one of those things that it feels like it just gets, you know, worse. Like, you feel even more bad the more you hear about it and the build up to it. And
it's terrible.
You know, you see something like that and it makes me want to remind everybody this month, November, is Men's Mental Health Month. And you're not alone. I know life is tough. Life is hard. Everybody's got their own plights, whether you know, whatever you're going through. Mm-hmm. Some people look at people with money and a career and be like, what do you have to complain? No, they got something to stress out about, and that could be affecting them. And, you know, you're never alone. And somebody's always there to be there for you, talk to you, listen to you. But there's always help for you, man. And I heard that story this morning. That broke my heart, man. That was terrible. Terrible. Condolences to his family and friends, man.
Yeah. Stunning to see that it was a suicide. Marshawn Nealon, 24 years old, man. Mm. 24 years old. As we make the awkward transition back to sports here, Matt George is going to join us coming up in just about 20 minutes or so. You're listening to D'Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live and free on the Odyssey app, the iHeart app. It's live on your smart speakers as well. Doug was asked last night about what Russell Westbrook's role looks like once guys are back. And that wasn't just referring to Zach LaVine and DeMontis Sabonis. It was also referring to Keegan Murray. And Doug says he expects Russell Westbrook to be a spark off the bench. He expects Russell Westbrook to have the impact that he had last night on games. He expects Russ to close games on many different occasions as well. And I think one question that has popped up a lot with Kings fans, and we got this a lot through social media posts, Twitter posts, DMs, Instagram stuff, people reaching out very, you know, through social media, is like, how do all of these minutes get distributed? Mm-hmm. And I could absolutely be 100% wrong, but when the Kings sent out that starting lineup last night, and we saw Neat Clifford in the starting lineup, the first thing I thought of was, they're just not going to go to Keon Ellis. And I know stats and metrics and everything you want says Keon is this and he's that and he hits this percentage of this and hits this his percentage of that. And I just can't help but think, like, I don't know how cool Mike and Doug were. I don't know how much their coaching philosophies aligned with each other. It just seems like both guys felt the same way about Keon Ellis. I have to wonder, you know, Monty McNair was the first one who put our antennas up about maybe the fan reaction to Keon Ellis doesn't match the organization's reaction to Keon Ellis. So I feel like I kind of have to throw Scott Perry in here too. Because if Scott Perry was really big on Keon Ellis, one, that contract extension might have been signed already. It might have been done this offseason. Two, we might not see Keon in the particular role that he's in, which in a game where you had three starters out last night, you had three key players out last night, Keon played 70 minutes. Neat Clifford started his second game ever and played 33 minutes. 7 seconds shy of 33 minutes. I love y'all, but doesn't that tell you something? And here's the response I hear in my head. It's not a real response. It's the response I'm making up because I just think this is how it works.
As you should.
Well, of course they're messing this up. Keon is another really good young player, and the Kings are screwing this up. Okay. That's a perfectly fair sentiment. It just feels like two different front offices and two different coaching staffs are feeling the same way. And I hear people say it every game, every night. They got to find a way to play Keon Ellis. They got to find a way to get more minutes for Keon Ellis. Again, man, there were three starters out last night. They chose not to start him, and the rookie played nearly twice as much as he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.